Let's get into these 24 key phrases that are going to change your English in just these 30 minutes that you're going to have here, based on our BG to book two of you talk in the number one list. I insist, you're going to notice an exponential change in just a few minutes. Look, without further ado, without further ad no vive en un piso. He doesn't live in an apartment. I put it in parentheses because it's more natural. No vive en un piso. He doesn't live in an apartment. But pay attention, separately it would sound like this. He doesn't live in an apartment, but the native says it like this. He doesn't live in an apartment. He doesn't live in Anna. The opposite of Alta and Anna apartment. What do we have here? He, semi key letter H is not he, but he. He doesn't. The D is a soft R, semi key. He doesn't love, key letter L and like E. Semi key V lev with E lev is in left N and like E is not in but in an apartment key letter R. Notice how the T in parentheses sounds because it is hardly pronounced. He doesn't live in an apartment. You see apartment is hardly pronounced. He doesn't live in an apartment. He that I had never told you this that dasen those hessen. Repeat after me with rhythm. He doesn't live in apartment. He doesn't live. An apartment and apartment consonants would be no he doesn't live in an apartment, no he doesn't live in an apartment. What variations can we make here? Question: doesn't he doesn't skip the he's live, doesn't he live in an apartment, doesn't he live in an apartment, and affirmative he we add the s. He lives in an apartment. He lives in an apartment. Original: he doesn't live in an apartment. Question: doesn't he? I skip the H, doesn't he live in an apartment? And affirmative, he lefts in an apartment. We already have number two there, don't fall. The verb, sar, has always taught us that it is drop, sorry, fall. But in this case, when we use it to say that you drop something, we use drop, okay? Therefore, que no se te sar would be, don't drop it. If we say, don't fall, I mean, we want to say that you don't fall, but that you don't fall. Don't drop it. Don't drop it. What do we have here? The T is not pronounced, don. The diphthong, don't, is rarely done when done quickly, therefore it is, don. Then, drop, is, drop, because the key letter R generates a, U. Drop. Drop with me. Ah, drop. Don't drop and the traditional it, which is not eating but rather E, like greeting E, ending in T, which is hardly pronounced. That's why the parenthesis is the key letter and like E, don't drop it, don't drop it with me, don't drop it, don't drop it, variation, you're going to drop it, 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 so the original don't drop it, you're going to drop it, okay, and another variation would be, you're going to drop it. Am I going to drop it? Am I going to drop it? I'm going to drop it. That's how we do it in plus. In the course we always give the original phrase two more variations, okay? Therefore, don't drop it. Yes. Variation. You're going to drop it. Question. Am I going to drop it? Am I going to drop it? You got it. Let's go with number three. He cooks very well. As I said, we put the in parentheses because he speaks Spanish naturally. You wouldn't say, he cooks very well, but rather in Spanish we would say, cocina muy bien. And here we put, he, to clarify that it's, he, and not, she. Okay, ALR. So, he cooks very well. He cooks very well. What do we have here? Semiclave H, don't you know what semiclave letters are? I'll leave you a link in the video description, okay? So, he cooks very well. Semiclave H, he cooks. Semiclave letter U like O, it's not cooks, it's cooks. And then semiclave V, very, very. What variations do we make here? You tell me. The first one, a question. He cooks very well. Do you see how does dos? Does he jump to he's cook? When using does, the S is left behind, It is not pronounced. It is not does he cooks, but does he cook? Does he cook very well? Does he cook very well? Repeat after me. Does he cook very well? Allery. So, he cooks very well. Does he cook very well? And the third variation, what will it be? Negative. He doesn't. The R is soft as it sounds. He doesn't. The T is not pronounced. He doesn't cook. The S is left behind because we use does. Does in this case, he doesn't cook very well. He doesn't cook very well. Let's repeat. Original sentence. He cooks very well. He cogs very well. He cogs very well. Question. Does he cook very well? Does he cook very well? Negative. He doesn't cook very well. He doesn't cook very well. ALR. Very cool. So, number 3. What's not in each sentence, right? You're going to fall. Previously we saw that you don't fall, and to fall an object we use drop, but when it affects the subject, the person, we use fallow. Wrongly said, fall, and it said fok, you're going to fall. Future continuous. You are going to fall. F. And notice how in our phonetic system you talk, okay? SFYT, phonetic system you talk. We read it in parentheses so as not to say fall, but for fall. So, you are going to fall. And why the air parentheses? Let's see the first thing. Notice, sentence, word, you semi-key and it's not, but you are. Key letter R, for putting it in front. R, you are. Going is not going, but going. And since it's to the T like a soft R, it becomes a soft R. Semi-key letter because it goes between vowels. You're going to fall. The L is hardly pronounced. You are going to fall. You are going to fall. Why in parentheses? Because we can say it like this. You are also, sorry. No, pronouncing the verb. Instead of you are going to fall, you can say you going to fall. You going to fall. You going to fall. Therefore, you are going to fall. Are you g to fall? You g to fall. Are you gonna fall? You gna fall. But anyway, we'll leave the win. The win is a consequence of saying gero quickly. You go, okay, so, you are going to fall. Are you going to fall? You are going to fall. 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 You F don't say fall, but foe. You are going to fall. What variations are we going to do? First you. The first, a question. You are going to fall. To ask the question, we change the verb with a pronoun. Are you going to fall? Are you going to fall? And instead of are, we can say are you going to fall? Are you going to fall? Are you going to fall? Sentence, third variation, second variation. You are not going to fall. Negative, you are not going to fall. You are not going to fall. We repeat, you are going to fall. You got to fall. You got to fall. You got to fall. You got to fall. You are going to fall. Question, are you going to fall? Are you going to fall? Are you going to fall? Negative. You're not going to fall. You're not. You're not. You're not going to fall. You're not. You're not. You're not going to fall. Let's go to the next one. He is a good cook. Again he, in parentheses, because it would not be natural to say he. He is a good cook, but in Spanish we omit the pronoun, and to know that we are talking about he and not she, we can put it in parentheses. That is a good cook. Okay, although in this case it's not necessary to put the L here. I've really excelled because it's already understood that he's a good cook, okay? No, there can't be another option. Okay, so, it's not necessary to put the L here. Anyway, so he's a good cook. He's a good cook. What do we have here? The U as a semi-key O is not good, but good. He is a good cook. He is a good cook. And the D doesn't become a soft R because it won't continue as a vowel. So, he's a good cook. He's a good cook. There we have it. Is a good cook. Go. Good cook. It's not technically a good cook, but it's almost more of an O than a U. Is a good cook. What variations do we make? You tell me. The first one is a question. It's he. I change the verb by the noun. It's he a good cook. It's he. When using he between vowels, you can omit the H. It's he a good cook. A good cook. He is a good cook. Is he a good cook? A good cook. As the second variation ends, you tell me. A negative. He's not a good C. He's not. He's not. When you join the not with the A, it becomes a soft R. He's not a good cook. He's not a good cook. He is a good cook. He a good cook. Is he a good cook? Is he a good cook? He's not a good cook. He's not a good cook. Again. He's a good cook. He's a good cook. He's a good cook. Negative. He's not a good cook. He's not a good cook. Question. Is he a good cook? Let's skip H. It's he. It's he. It's he. Yes. Do you like it? Yes. It's he's a good cook. A good cook. We have it. 5 sentences in 10 minutes with 2 variations each. In total, we already have like 15. ALR. So, I want the pink one. I want the pink one. I want the pink one. No, it doesn't fit, does it? He's trying to replicate the I song. I want the P. No, it fits. I want the P. Want the penguin and I want it now. I want the P. Want I want I want I want I want. The pronunciation is I want. The semiclave TH the pink. And what's one? The pung one. Pung one. The pung one. I want the pung one. I want the pung one. Variation one. You tell me. It's a question. Do you want the pink? Do you want the pung one? Do you want the pung one? Negative. I don't want the pink. Iron. Aaron. I don't want the pung one. I don't want the pung one. No, 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 no. Aaron. Aaron. I don't becomes a with. Aaron one. The pain one. I don't want the pain one. I want the pink. I want the pain one. Do you want the pink one? Do you want the pain one? Do you contracted? You want the pung one? I don't want the pung one. I don't want the pung one. And since it's ALR, key and semi-key letters below in the video description. Totally free for you. I like the tall one. I like. Key letter L like the semi-key TH key L. You'll see that we put parentheses later so that it doesn't sound tall, but to one. I like the to one. I like the one. I love the to one. Variation one. You tell me. It's a question. Do you like the tall one? Do you like the to one? Contracted. Do you? Do you like the to one? Do you like the one? Do you like the to one? It looks like number two. You tell me. A negative. Like the to one. Aaron. 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 I don't with the N. The N I don't like the one. So, I like the tall one. Like the one. I don't like the high one. I don't like the to one. Do you like the high one? Do you contra? Do you like the to one? Be careful not to say tall. To one. ALR. Curious. The Lala phrase or 8 is a variation of the previous one. Do you like the high one? Do you like the tone one? Okay, do you like the to one? Do you like the to one? But notice how when contracted. No, I didn't put it contracted. Do you like the to one? I'll explain how it sounds contracted. Notice, instead of do you like, it will be che, that is, the AD plus the Y of do you when joined together always result in a GJ sound. Key letter GJ. Okay, June, July, jacket. June, July, jacket. That's the key letter GJ. It's the 5th key letter, okay? It's like this, chew like a CH activating the strings. Okay. So, anyways, the contracted do you would be do you like the one? Do you like the one? But like the transcription, do you like the tall one? Do you like the tall one? ALR. Here we don't make any variations because we just made variations with the previous one and it's the same sentence. Al right. What does he do in the mornings? Do you see him in parentheses again? Because it could be he or she. And it's not natural to say what does he do in the mornings or what does she do in the mornings. Therefore, to keep our Spanish a bit natural, we do it like this. So, what does he do in the mornings? What does he do in the mornings? I'm going to put in the morning too. But that one also works fine. What does he do? Okay, what does he do? To ask questions in the present tense with a third person we use DOS. Look, look, DOS like DOS, 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 DOS. And when using DOS, the S is left behind, that is, the verb goes without an S, okay? It's a trick that I always say. When we use DES, the S here behind, therefore, is what does he do? What does he do in the mornings? Word, word, semi-key, west T of what is not pronounced. Does he semi-key H? But then we will remove it. And as E key letter the semi-key TH the mornings key letter R key letter and as E mornings. But when you join them, Look at the magic of the union of words and the wad becomes warez. Why? Because D is a semi-key. When you go between vowels it becomes a soft R. War is high. The H disappears because they don't pronounce it between vowels either. They will never teach you this. They won't teach you in the next 25 years, I guarantee it. Neither the nor the artificial intelligences. So what does he do in the mornings? What does he do in the mornings? What does he do in the what does he do in the what do the mornings? Hey intonation, hey, what does he do in the mornings? Hey, what does he do in the mornings? 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 What? What? What does he do in the mornings? ALR. Via, no haste nada. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't. He doesn't. The D is soft. The T is not pronounced. He doesn't do. When using does, we use do. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything. ALR. Ah, affirmative. He does many things. He does many things. He does. He does. How he solves. You turn. You turn. You turn over there. You turn over there. You turn many things. Again. What does he do in the mornings? What does he do in the mornings? He doesn't do anything. He does many things. What does he do in the mornings? What does he do in the mornings? He doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything. Doesn't do anything. He does many things. He does he does many things. So what he do in the mornings? He doesn't do anything. He does many things or he does a lot of things. ALR. Number 10. ALR. Why does he come? Why does he come here? Why does he come here again? No, she. So, why does he come here? Why? Semiclave W is not why, but... Why does he come here? Let's see what happens with the transcription. Why the E in parentheses? Because said quickly, you can say wa. Wa gives the D as a soft resound. What is he? We omit the H. What she? Why does she come here? We omit the H too. Notice, we can say why does he come here? Why does he come here? But the ancients didn't say it like that. They say why does he come here? Why does he come here? And it's easier. Why does he come here? And quickly instead of why it's why does he come here? Where does he come here? Where does he come here? Why does he come here? Why? But it's better to do it with why, okay? Why? And much less why. Why does he come here? 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 Why does he come? Why does he come? Why does he come here? Why does he come? Why does he come here? Why does he come? Why does he come here? Why does he come? Why does he come here? 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 ALR. Ah, you're going to do ah, a variation with a negative interrogative because he doesn't come here. Why does any come here? 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 And another variation, he doesn't come here. He doesn't come here. He doesn't come here. He doesn't come here. Why doesn't he come here? He doesn't come here. He doesn't come here. You see? Come here. Come here. We skip the H. Come here, baby. There's a song by A.O. Smith that's sung in English as A.O. Smith. The song starts with, come here, baby. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Come here, little girl. Anyways, so come here. Why does it come here? You smoke. This phrase is very easy. Do you smoke? But it's going to help us practice what I was trying to explain before, that the contraction of du is. Do you see that it's no, which is our phonetic system symbol? It's written with the key letter GJ for choo-choo. It's not ju for ju smoke, it's not chup ch smoke, okay? It symbolizes this sound that's like ch but activating the chords. Look, che smoke, smoke, smoke. Do you smoke? You smoke. D plus Y, and, we explain this on TV Plus, in our course, form the sound GJ, which is the key letter. GJ, Chunchul CH smoke, CH smoke, Chew smoke. Variation 1, you tell me, I don't smoke, Aeon smoke. Aaron with an N, Aeon smoke. I don't smoke, I don't smoke. Aaron smoke. It looked like number 2, you tell me, yes, he smoked. I smoke, I smoke, I smoke a lot. I smoke a lot. I smoke a lot. I smoke a lot. You smoke. You smoke. I don't smoke. I smoke. I smoke a lot. I smoke a lot. I smoke a lot. Very cool. Are you smoking? Present continuous. Are you smoking? Are you smoking? Notice that the air. I can pronounce are you smoking. Are you smoking? Semi-key letter and it's not, but you, are you smoking? And you'll see that I put the R in parentheses because you have the option of saying are you smoking or are you? Are you like this are you one? Are you smoking? That's semi-key. You don't say are you is smoking, but are you? Are you smoking? Are you smoking? Smoking. Negative. Not smoking. Not smoking. Not smoking. Affirmative. Smoking. You are smoking. The same would be the R in parentheses. We can omit it. We can say you smoking. Very important. It's not said smoking, but smoking. The I like E. You smoking. So are you smoking? You're not smoking. Smoking. ALR. Very cool. 13. You're paying for it. You are paying for it. And like E, the T is hardly pronounced. Look, you are paying for it. Why is the air and terp the same? We can say you are you paying. You paying. You are paying. You're paying. Okay, look, we can say you are paying. Okay, you're paying or you paying. You paying. Okay, because it's in parentheses, okay? All you are also like to yo. You paying for it. Are you paying for it? You paying for it. And notice how the for, the R generates a U, especially when joined with the it for it. You paying for it, and the T is hardly pronounced. Look, you paying for it. You paying for it. You are paying for it. You are paying for it. You're paying for it. You paying for it. ALR. Question, are you paying for it? Are you paying for it? Not paying for it. Negative, you are not paying for it. You are paying for it. You are paying for it. Question, are you paying for it? Are you paying for it? Negative. You're not paying for it. You are not paying for it. Complete, please. He is trying to get better. He is trying. He is trying. But is he trying or not trying? What is happening? But it becomes soft. He is trying to get better. With very little you get it, okay? He try to get better. He's try to get better. He tried to he try to get better. He tried to he try to get better. He trying to get better. He trying to get better. Question, is he trying to get better? He skipped the H, is he trying to get better? Is he trying to get better? Negative, he's not trying to get better. He's not trying to get better. I'm sorry to tell you this, but he's not trying to get better. So, he's trying to get better. He's not trying to get better. Is he trying to get better? Is he trying to get better? ALR. So, he's trying to get better. He's not trying to get better. He skips the H, he's trying to get better. 15. We're still helping him. This is something that's so hard to do pronouncing all the letters. You'll see how they simplify it. We're still helping him. They do it like this. We still helping him. Much easier. Were, we can do the R or not. W still. Okay, let's do it with R. We still helpin'. And then I skip the H, helpin' is not him, it's hem. I remove the HM, helpin' is not pronounced G, helpin' we still helping him. Yes, we still helping him. What is difficult to say we still helping him becomes easy. We still helping him. You can say we're still helping him, or you can remove the R. We still helping him. They won't teach you that anywhere. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Still helping them. Still helping them. Question, you tell me. Are we still helping him? Are I removing the R? Are we? Are we? Ah, we. Yes. Are we still helping him? Negative helping anymore. to make negative still anymore. Okay, we're not helping him anymore. Again, still helping anymore. My God, how great to go back. Repeat because this is a lot of material and leave me comments if you have any questions, okay? Because I'm going really fast, I want to do it in half an hour. Do me a favor. It won't be make me in favor, which is do me in favor. Do me in favor, do me the most important thing is semi-clef V like an F when the strings and the R eats the vowel, it's not said favor, but favor. Sister paper favor. Do me in favor, do me in favor. Leave me a comment below. Leave me a comment below. And tell me what you think of the video and any suggestions. Do me a favor. Leave me a comment. I'll answer them all. Answer one by one. Answer all one by one. Do me a favor. Are you going to do me a favor? Question. Are you going to do me a favor? No te voy a hacer un favor. Not do you a favor. Do me a favor. To access our presentation. Below click on the description. It's a class of more than an hour that you're going to learn a lot of time. To the right. Click on the description. Click on the description. Click on the description. ALR. He always wins. He always wins. Third person with that he always notice the W we pronounce always. Always when and as an E. He always wins. Question. Does he always win? Negative. He never wins. He never wins. He never wins. I'm going to hill. I want to finish. I have 4 minutes left. He's a winner. He's a winner. The winner takes it all. Abba's song. The winner takes it all. The winner takes it all. I don't know how the song continues anymore. He is a winner. Question. Yes? I skip the H. It's a winner. Negative. He's not a winner. The T in not becomes soft because it will continue with a vowel. Not a winner. To the right. So, he is a winner. I forgot to put the transcription. He is a winner. Notice how the R is like the vowel. It's not a winner. It's a winner and it's not a winner, but it's a U. The W is a semi-key. He is a winner. A winner. Okay, are you looking for Laura? Laura. Laura is gone. Laura is escaping from my life. Are you still looking for Laura? Looking. I skip the R. Are you still looking you? Like looking for. I skip the R for Laura. For Laura or for Laura. Laura, Laura. The R generates a U Laura. Laura is pronounced Laura. Okay, you are still looking for Laura. You are still looking for Laura. You are still looking for Laura. Don't follow me. Don't follow me. Don't follow me. Don't follow me. Are you following me? Are you following me? I'm not following you. They have a lot of money. Look, look. They have jumped to H. They have a lot. T is the verses have. You can omit a money. A money. They have a lot of money. Semiclave TH. They have a lot of money. They have a lot of money. They have a lot of money. I don't make variations because I don't have time. When he has to study, he studies. When he has to study, he studies. This is useful for practicing the S and removing it. Remove and add it, okay? When he has to walk, he walks. When he has to run, he runs. When he has to sing, he sings. Okay, so, when he has to study, he studies. When he has to study, he studies. When he has to study, he studies. How to solve it. When he jumped the H when he has to study, he studies. ALR. She has a very nice house. She is a key. Shish. She has. I jumped the H pretty house question. She has a very pretty house. She has a very house negative. She doesn't hose explain before. She doesn't have a very pry house 24. He is giving me a book. He is giving me a book. Given me a book. He's given me a book as it is semiclave wami. He's given me a book you as or he's given me a book question. Is he given me a I jumped the H? Yes. Giving me a B. Negative. He not giving me a B, he's not giving me a book. ALR. The presentation is completely free. I'll leave it below. Click on the description. Above all, please subscribe and turn on the bell. Again, Subscribe and turn on the bell. Watch the presentation, you'll love it. Check out the key letters of my video description and go back. Review all this. He's giving me a book. A. She has a very pretty house. Ah, when she has to study, she studies. When she has to study stories, when she has to walk, she walks. When is to walks, get used to putting the S after it. And please leave me all the comments you can below, because I read them and respond to them with great affection. I love it when you comment like that. It's a sign that we're doing well, that you're following it and that you're interested. Thank you so much, you guys. I'm running out of time. Half an hour has passed. Bye bye, take care.